What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch?
Joining us on the line for a look at screens big and small is Wenli Ma. Wenli, good evening to you and welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, three things tonight. We've got Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which is in the cinema. We've got on Apple TV Season 2 of Morning Wars. A lot of people like this one. And SBS On Demand, New Gold Mountain. Let's start with Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. What's this?
Yeah, this is Marvel's latest superhero blockbuster. It's been out for a few weeks, but only for about 1 week in Sydney because obviously everyone had been locked down. So when Canberra opens, when Melbourne opens, everyone's going to get a chance to see it at last. It is a big screen spectacle. So it's a great movie to kind of emerge out of lockdown and to go and see because it's the kind of experience that it just does not translate as well at home. But it's a really fun movie. And I would say it probably has the best action choreography of any Marvel movie. And there are almost 25 of them. So that's saying a lot. And the choreography was actually, the man who did it was Brad Allen, who tragically died earlier this year. He's an Australian. He trained under Jackie Chan and he choreographed most of these action sequences. And, you know, it's drawing on like wuxia movies from Chinese cinema, all these great martial arts epics like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And it just looks great. And also, it does have a story as well. It's about a young man who, when he was a teenager, he ran away from his father, who is the boss of a crime organization, and he's been sort of living his life in San Francisco, trying to fit in. It's a bit of an immigrant story. And then these henchmen attack him and his friend on a bus, and lo and behold, turns out he's an amazing martial artist, and he's got some mad skills.
Okay, all right, let's hear a little from it. This is a little from the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
You have the wrong guy. Does he look like he can fight? Come on, bro.
You okay?
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy Clev coming at you live on the bus. I actually did take a little bit of martial arts as a youth, so I'm gonna try and grade this fight as we're going.
Yes, well, a fight breaks out on a bus. Not quite the bus fights that I used to have as a kid, but there you go.
And as you can hear from sort of the rhythms of that soundtrack, you know, there's the kineticism in the fights. So it's just, it's a really good time.
Well, the punches are a backbeat, aren't they?
They are. They really are. And Simu Liu, who is a Canadian Chinese actor, he plays Shang-Chi. He's great in this. But I think you can never underestimate the gravitas that screen legends like Hong Kong cinema legend Tony Leung and Michelle Yeoh bring to something like this. And they're just amazing in it. And they make everything look effortless. And you just go, why aren't you in every movie?
All right. If you've never been to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this might be a way in the front door. Right, now, on Apple TV Plus, we've got Morning Wars. This is season two of a look inside early morning television.
Yes, and as we all know from the various dramas that play out in Australian breakfast television, it is extremely dramatic. And Morning Wars season two it's almost like a soap opera. You know, everyone has these hidden agendas and they have these very kind of purposeful conversations, and you could just see it behind their eyes. They're all trying to play their own game, which also makes it very, very delicious to watch. That and the fact that its cast is so starry. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, Billy Crudup, who won an Emmy for this in the first season, and then adding to season two, Julianna Margulies from ER and The Good Wife. And you've just got a whole lot of actors that no matter what they were doing, you would be happy to watch them. And then, you know, you get like three of them in the same scene, just kind of elevating everything. And it's great. Where I would say the second season is maybe a little bit kind of flawed is because it is a news show, they decided to set everything in 2020. So it is a little triggering because COVID is a, you know, just a constant presence in the show. And you're like, I'm just coming out of this. I don't know if I want to watch 10 episodes of people talking about COVID all the time.
No, exactly. Exactly. That was always going to be a problem, wasn't it? Making something in the middle of the pandemic and then as when people have come out of it, expecting people to want to go back in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think The Good Fight kind of did a good, interesting thing with it where they sort of sped through the entire events of, you know, the US in 2020 and early 2021 in one episode, told as if it was one giant flashback.
Yeah.
And then Succession came back this week and they've just ignored it completely, like the idea that the super rich were barely affected by it at all and all they're trying to do is get into space.
Yeah, we don't want pandemic in Succession. We don't want that. We just we want more hideosity from the characters. And from all accounts, please, no spoiler alert, because I haven't seen the first one of season three yet. That's apparently what we get. All right, this is Morning Wars. In this scene, Bradley and Laura bond over their ill feelings towards Alex.
I'm having so much fun. I didn't think I wanted to moderate the debate. And then I wouldn't have gotten to spend this time with you. I wouldn't get to relax and eat 15 different kinds of weird foods that don't go together and put it all on UBA's tab.
And by the way, did you see Alex's face? She looks like she swallowed a lemon ever since we got here.
I feel kind of bad for her.
Don't.
Was there something specific that happened between y'all? I feel like you don't like her, but I don't know why.
You don't seem to love her. We bonded over that.
Well, I know I've said some things, but I don't know. There's something about her. I just always end up feeling for her.
Well, just wait.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
I'll tell you.
Okay, but not because I made you or I, you know, twisted your arm or anything.
I will tell you.
Oh, that's such a rich example of female gossip, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just gossip in general. And that's the thing. It gets totally ridiculous, as the first season did. But you just want to keep watching because you don't know where it's quite going to go and everyone has all these schemes.
All right, Morning Wars. Now, on SBS On Demand, a show called New Gold Mountain. What's this?
Yeah, this is a four-part drama, but it's steeped in history. It's set during the Victorian Gold Rush, and this is something that I had never really learnt about at school, which is that of the contributions of the Chinese miners that were in the area at the time. I think estimates have put it somewhere around 24,000 Chinese people came to...
Huge numbers.
I read that as a percentage of the population, it was a higher percentage of people from China in Victoria than there is now. So we've never really had this kind of story on screen, certainly in a drama, in a scripted sort of dramatized, fictionalized story. And so this is a huge punt on SBS's part. And, you know, it looks really good. Like, if you think of sort of Western pioneering sort of stories like Deadwood or even Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush, it's just got so much great stuff that you can play with. And so they've created this story that's set around a murder mystery. And essentially, a white woman is found dead right near the Chinese camp wearing Chinese clothes. So there's that element of peril where if a Chinese person is blamed or suspected for that death, there's going to be hell to pay for absolutely everyone. And tensions are already, you know, bubbling would be putting it mildly. So it's a really interesting way to sort of explore this idea of being outsiders against the British colonialists. And then there are characters who are female, there are characters who are Indigenous, characters who are Irish. So you get all these different perspectives of how this sort of melting pot kind of plays out when there's a lot of gold and fortune at stake.
Yes, I mean, it's a pity that there hasn't been stories before because they are such marvellously rich stories, the whole story of the Chinese who came here in search of gold, like so many people. Let's have a listen to a little of it. This is from New Gold Mountain. In this scene, Lung Wei Xing, played by Yosun Ahn, tries to negotiate with an adversary.
We shouldn't be here.
I'm sorry?
The Chinese. We take your land, your jobs, look the same, sound the same, more every day. So you do what you can. The tax, for example. I would do the same myself. There is a natural order. There is. So the question is not about who has power, but how to keep it. Indeed. There's 1,000 Chinese in this camp, and they all do one thing. They work. And yes, they will pay more tax, and I will collect it. But it will not be long before I am blamed. And then you will have a new headman here, and new headmen all over the diggings. But they will not be like me. They will be trouble.
Will they?
Yes. Well, you have soldiers and police, but that costs money. See, I may not be as wise or strong, but I am yours. Make things easy. Why mess with that?
Sounds good.
Yes, it's really interesting how he's kind of playing into the British colonialists, you know, existing discriminatory ideas and stuff, and just for his own gain.
Okay, it's called New Gold Mountain. All right, so stars for things for Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings?
I give that a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, and for Morning Wars Season 2?
3 out of 5.
Okay, and New Gold Mountain?
I think that's a 3.5 out of 5 as well.
Okay, some good stuff there. Wenli, terrific to talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.